This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition uproar over alleged police action during a student protest over the NEET issue. When the Lok Sabha began its proceedings at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla congratulated Indian athletes who won medals at the Commonwealth Games, including para-athlete Sharmila Dhankar on winning the gold. He also applauded Anahat Singh on winning the World Junior Squash Championship. Later, when Mr. Birla tried to take up the question hour, the opposition members started sloganeering over the alleged police action against students during the protest. The Speaker said the House should function smoothly, engage in meaningful dialogue and deliberate on the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill.
I appeal that no matter how much deadlock there may be or how big the issue is, I request the honourable members that there should be no disruption during question hour. A positive message should go out across the entire country that discussions and dialogue take place in the parliament.
As the uproar continued, the Speaker adjourned the House till 2 p.m. The Rajya Sabha was also adjourned till 2 p.m. over the same issue. When the House assembled at 11 a.m., several union ministers laid the papers on the table of the House. The report of the department-related Parliamentary Standing Committee on Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution was also presented. The government has approved the Reserve Bank of India, RBI's, proposal to introduce polymer banknotes in the denominations of 10 and 20 rupees. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, informed that RBI had sent a proposal to the government for the introduction of 1 billion pieces each of 10 and 20 rupees polymer banknotes for field trials. He said regular issuance of polymer banknotes in these two denominations will be done after successful completion of field trials. The National Democratic Alliance, NDA, Parliamentary Party's weekly strategy meeting known as Mangal Milan was held today at Parliament House. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other leaders were present at the meeting. MPs from Trinmool's breakaway faction, the newly formed Nationalist Citizens Party of India and CPI, also attended the alliance meeting. In Assam, the flood situation has shown further improvement, with the number of affected districts coming down to 6. According to the latest official report, Shivasagar, Golaghat, Charaideo, Jorhat, Nagaon and Kamrup metropolitan districts continue to be affected by the deluge. Rescue and restoration work is underway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met members of parliament from Assam and discussed the prevailing flood situation in various parts of the state. Sharing the information through a social media post, the Prime Minister said the centre is working closely with the Assam government in assisting those affected. He also prayed for everyone's safety and well-being. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red colour warning for very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh and Odisha for the day. An orange colour warning for very heavy rainfall has been issued for Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. Heavy rainfall conditions will continue over parts of northeast India, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Gujarat, West Bengal and Vidarbh during the next 2 days. At least 20 people were killed and several others injured during a long march organized by the Joint Awami Action Committee, JAAC, in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. In a social media post, JAAC said the long march caravans had reached Rawalkot. The march was organized after talks between JAAC and the Pakistani authorities reportedly failed to reach a mutually acceptable outcome. India's para-athlete Sharmila Dhankar won the gold medal in the women's shot put event at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow last night. With this achievement, Sharmila also became India's first ever Commonwealth Games para-athletics gold medalist. Her triumph ended India's 20-year wait for a para-athletics medal at the Games. Indian high jumper Sarvesh Kosari also clinched a silver medal in the men's high jump event at the Scotstown Stadium. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading with marginal gains in the afternoon session today. The Sensex added 79 points to 76,915 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.